Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have had no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we are getting close. Christmas break has started for some, those in school. And there is excitement in the air, and there's probably some anxiety as we get close. And there's anticipation for what is to come, for who is to come. And we're here, and we wait. As we approach the birth of Jesus at Christmas, as believers, the light of the world calls us to let the joy of our hearts shine, so that that joy allows us to rejoice day after day after day. And the joy in our hearts is a response of our heart, a response of humility. And today we see the humility of Mary in the Annunciation. The humility of Mary brings joy to our hearts and to the world. We have heard of Mary's Annunciation throughout Advent, throughout December. This is not the first time we've heard this gospel. Likewise, we have prayed the Angelus before every Mass during Advent. The story of the Annunciation is very familiar to us now. And the story of the Annunciation is one that prepares us for who is to come. The words of Mary, the Angelus, we pray, are a response of the heart. Likewise, to be sorry for our sins and forgiven, we prepare ourselves to receive Jesus into our heart in Holy Communion. That we say yes to God and His will in our lives, that we respond to God by saying, "Let it be done to me according to your word," this is a response of our own heart. The virtue of humility gives us a clearer vision of who we are and who God is. Likewise, the humble person realizes, "I need a God, and God has a plan for me." After all, God had a plan for Mary. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. It is in humility that God truly makes a person happy. And in this season of joy, we can see that it is humility that makes a person joyful. Humility calls upon us to allow our hearts to adore our Lord and to turn ourselves over to God entirely. Humility then is not only the knowledge of our dependence of God, but our willingness to conform our will to His. And Mary is a wonderful example of humility. Perhaps this is why we hear of Mary's Annunciation throughout Advent, so that we prepare ourselves to receive our Lord with a humble heart. As we wait for the birth of Jesus, God too, and the angel, waited for Mary and to hear her response, Mary's humble response. The beauty of the Annunciation truly lies in Mary's humility. When she hears the message of the angel Gabriel, she doesn't respond, but she ponders it in her heart. And she says, "How can this be?" Mary's response shows us that we should not worry, but rather ponder and pray about God's will in our life. What is the message this Advent that God is sending to us? What is the message this Advent that God is sending to us? To you and to me. It is after pondering the message of the angel that Mary responds, "Let it be done to me according to your word." In other words, Mary is saying, "Your will is my response." Mary's response corresponds perfectly to that of Jesus when he comes into the world. Jesus too expresses humility in being obedient to the Father. As we hear in Scripture, Jesus saying, "I have come to do your will, O God." Mary's faith and humility is a wonderful and necessary example for us today. Yes, truly humility is the virtue that prepares us to receive our Lord. We wait in humble expectation, and Advent allows us to grow in humility. And it's not too late. Ask our Lord to help you grow in humility so that you receive Him into your heart this Christmas. Mary is our model today of faith and humility, of hearing and responding to the will of God in our lives. The words of this gospel today are familiar to us this Advent. Indeed, God has a plan for each one of us, and His plan ultimately is for us to rejoice, to have that joy in our hearts, and let that light shine. We have every reason to rejoice and be joyful today. Our joys are ultimately the treasures of our life. Remember the joys of your life and know that in those times, God is with you. He is very close to you. With awe and humility, we are in the presence of Almighty God. And this is the reason for us to rejoice and receive the joy this Christmas of the birth of Jesus Christ.